Armstrong and Getty Show. Thanks for tuning in. Glad you are here. A lot of good stuff to squeeze in this hour. We're going to clean out the sound vault, for one thing. I got a lot of good clips, some of which are apropos of nothing, but they're worth hearing. I'm not sure if this one is worth hearing. Clip number one, what is this allegedly, Sean?
This is a child's allegedly first words, or word, I guess.
Okay, let's hear it.
I don't get this. She don't say loser.
You are so talkative, huh? You got a lot to say. You are so talkative, huh?
So the child's first word to its father, presumably, is loser.
Clearly a child raised on 80s and 90s era sitcoms where the dad is just, he just can do no right.
Okay, that's fake. It's stupid. It's foopid. No kid's first word is loser. I liked your answer. Off the air, I asked, who's saying the kid's first word is loser?
The parents attempting to go viral are.
Yes, yes. Well said. So we were talking the last hour about the knee-jerk changes in immigration policy, some of which are utterly unjustifiable, some of which are entirely symbolic by the Biden administration. Biden telling reporters, I'm not creating new law, I'm eliminating bad policy. And you're also eliminating a lot of good policy that worked. The new executive action is not really clear on a bunch of stuff. They hammered the whole, we won't put babies in cages thing, but it's not clear which migrant families will and will not be eligible for reunification. Senior administration officials said the task force, they're going to put a task force together to look at it. That's the classic non-action. It will be responsible for, quote, identifying all minor children that were separated from their parents or legal guardians at the U.S.-Mexico border due to Trump's zero-tolerance policy. Well, it was also due to the policy of Central Americans to get their kid to an aunt or uncle or grandma or cousin or brother or whatever the heck. In short, Joe, a relative. And then if they couldn't stay, go back to the old country, knowing the kid is safe with relatives. It was always portrayed as if the Trump administration was ripping babies from mothers' arms and heaving them into America to be lost forever. I actually heard the ninnies at NPR saying, What about parents who are no longer in the U.S.? Well, yeah, they went back to the home country. And they'll work on getting in. But, yeah, the kids with aunt and uncle, stop portraying it like we put these kids onto the streets to turn tricks or sell drugs or be pickpockets for Fagin out of Oliver Twist. It was a conscious decision by the families to get their kid into the United States to try to get citizenship. That's not to say it's not sad or whatever, but it's not the way it was portrayed. Asked whether families separated before the policy was implemented would be eligible for reunification, one of the senior administration officials said the task force would also consider families separated under an earlier pilot program. Each family would be evaluated on an individual basis, taking into account the preference of the family and the well-being of the children. In other words, they're really not changing anything at all. The official said the second executive action would evaluate legal immigration programs, such as the Central American Minors Program, begun under Obama. That program allowed certain children from the region to lawfully unite with family members in the U.S. Trump terminated it in 2017, so now it's in limbo. And the order would also review the Trump administration's perfectly reasonable remain in Mexico policy, which has left, now I'm going to quote NBC News, which has left tens of thousands of asylum seekers, most of them Central American, living in poor conditions in northern Mexico as they await court hearings to make their cases for protection in the U.S., implying, of course, that we should be accommodating in the U.S. and feeding them and clothing them and educating them and medicating them and the rest of it, even though the rules say you apply in your home country for refugee status at the American embassy. You don't just head out in a caravan north and knock on the southern border and say, hey, I want to be a refugee, and we got to let you in. That's not the way it works. And the idea that it's somehow cruel or inhumane to enforce the policy is back. It's pass backwards, and it ignores the reality of it. If people come to believe that merely by banging on the door they will be let in, they will come north by the hundreds of thousands. and they will end up in refugee camps or on the streets or you know, on the taxpayer dole or whatever. If you make it clear to them, no, you have to follow the procedures. Nobody gets let in but those who follow the rules. Nobody. And word comes down, they understand that in Honduras. They understand that in Guatemala. They understand that in Mexico. Then people will do it the right way. You know, you're telling people they can get in the first row if they rush the doors of the concert arena. You know, back in the day when we, you know, had concerts. And then you're blaming the security guards who try to stop them from trampling each other to death for the trampling. It doesn't make any sense. So, enough of that. And, of course, Congress will do nothing because they would rather have the issue than solve the issue. All right, moving along to other fair. Oh, we ought to get to the serial sperm donor in the Netherlands. And it's not idiotic, you know, because it has the word sperm in it. It's really an interesting story about in vitro fertilization and sperm donors and the rest of it. Also, L.A. has announced that their schools will shut down till further notice. No in-person instruction in L.A. No way. Not till it's totally safe, which, of course, is a canard. I want to hear the stuff about, who does this Jeff Bezos PSA? Clip number two.
It's sort of a comedy clip, but it basically, the thing I liked about it, it's not that it's funny, but it mentions how much this guy made and how much he was worth. It's
okay.
Amazing.
Okay, let's hear it.
Poor Jeff Bezos is stepping down as CEO of Amazon. How will he possibly survive? Now you can help. For just $321 million a day, you can donate to this out-of-work entrepreneur so he can survive during these troubling times. That's just $13 million an hour, or a mere $222,000 a minute, which is how much he was making as CEO of Amazon.
That's a good gig if you can get it.
I saw a lot of people tweeting yesterday, me and Bezos both out of a job. It's getting rough out here.
Yeah, yeah. So he's stepping aside as CEO. He's going to be chairman of the umbrella organization, which includes his charity, the Bezos Earth Fund, his Blue Origin spaceship company. I think I called it Blue Horizon earlier. I know SpaceX because they're getting their rockets in the air more often. But they also own the Washington Post, Amazon Day One Fund, whatever that was. But the most interesting revelation about this, which we've mentioned earlier, is that the one-time bookstore become mega retailer. The revenue for the Amazon, we all understand, is dwarfed by Amazon Web Services, which is what the new guy who's going to be CEO has been running. Let's see. Do they have the actual figures in this one? The news comes along an earnings report in which Amazon posted its first $100 billion quarter. Now, Amazon Web Services under Jassy, the new guy, reported almost 30% revenue growth for the fourth quarter, year after year. About 52% of Amazon's operating income was attributed to Amazon Web Services. 52% of its income, but my understanding, and I don't think I have those figures in front of me, but their costs are a lot lower than the retail operation because the retail is so human-heavy and equipment-heavy and truck-heavy and the rest of it. It's not nearly as profitable as the web services. So if you think about Amazon as a company that moves boxes around, think again. I mean, it's a colossus in that realm, but they're looking to the future, and it's everything a business needs to be a business, computer-wise. Hardware, software, cloud storage, the rest of it. Interesting story. I wish I had a better understanding of how, you know, the world really works, or I'd be making $23,000 a minute or whatever it was. So the serial sperm donor in the Netherlands, LA's shocking announcement about their schools, and much more to come. Don't go away.
Armstrong and Getty.
When the temperature drops, the chances of something in your car breaking goes way up.
Yep. Winter is tough on cars, but thanks to CarShield, you can have maximum safety on the road for low month-to-month costs to protect you from expensive car repairs when they pop up. In fact, plans from CarShield can save you thousands for covered repairs.
Oh, yeah. Thousands on transmissions, engines, computer systems, all kinds of stuff with CarShield.
And whether your car has 5,000 miles or 150,000 miles, CarShield has a protection plan for you. Payments are flexible, plans are customizable, and no contracts. You can get out when you want.
You also get 24/7 nationwide roadside assistance and rental car coverage at no additional cost.
You know, maybe your car or truck's about to go out from under the warranty. Now's when you get in touch. Go to CarShield.com. Use the code Armstrong. That's CarShield.com. Use the code Armstrong. Get 10% off. A deductible may apply, but it's easy, and you're going to love CarShield. Go to CarShield.com and be sure to use the code Armstrong.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Looking around your law firm, it's hard not to be proud of what you've created. A respected brand with 20 associates who give their all every day. You have what it takes to go big. Everything except a plan. How will you expand your footprint or increase revenue? Lexicon makes it possible. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience helping law firms scale and grow while maximizing billable hours and maintaining client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/grow to learn more.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
At Redding Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Redding Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, how you doing? We were talking earlier today, if you missed it, talked at some length about the idea of impeaching somebody who's out of office because that's getting all ramped up in the Senate soon-ish. You'd think we'd know, but I think it's much ado about nothing. But it is kind of an interesting question whether you can impeach somebody who's out of office. I'm reading long, scholarly articles about it. Well, I had been. I've given up now because what's become clear to me is that the answer is what the answer almost always is for a question about impeachment. It's whatever the Senate decides. It was purposely left vague. You know, the Senate will decide, you know, is this appropriate or what are our rules? There are a lot of the part of the Constitution talks about impeachment. It's quite brief indeed. And they talk about the numbers and who refers and then who votes. But the idea that because in 1876, somebody by the name of William Belknap, who I believe was the Secretary of Defense and was involved in a robbery scandal, he was impeached after he left office. And because they did that in 1876, well, it must be right and must be constitutional, is silly. On the other hand, you know, those who are saying it's clearly not constitutional, I don't think you're right. I think it's whatever the Senate decides to do. So they're going to do it. And it's just a 500-to-1 shot against the president getting convicted and barred from any future office, partly because Republicans are saying, no, it's not constitutional. A lawyer friend of mine was explaining the concept of mootness. You know, it's a moot point. You don't have a trial over something that doesn't matter anymore. So, you know, people can think what they will, but whatever the Senate does, it does. Tim Kaine, who came off as a real, pardon me, but a-hole when he was Hillary's veep, would-be veep, is a fairly reasonable guy. He sometimes takes on the attack dog persona and comes off as a jerk. But here he is talking about the idea of censure in clip 30.
I'm very worried about going through this trial and having the punchline at the end being Trump acquitted again. That's why we put this alternative on the table, because we think it has meaningful consequences. And but where it is right now, we're not going to file it unless we see a path to success. So we'll get into the trial. My hope is maybe Republicans will see some evidence in that trial where they'll say, well, like, even if I'm not voting to convict, this is repulsive. Maybe some Democrats will say, boy, we're not going to get the votes to convict. We need to come up with something else. So the idea is out on the table. People understand it. They understand what it will do. Right now, there's not enough support on either side.
I don't think people will understand what it'll do, Tim.
What is the consequences of a censure?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay.
You feel bad. Oh, damn, they censured me. The president's defense team, his brand new defense team, because the old one quit, have released a preliminary set of their arguments. They're going to argue it's moot because he's out of office. They're also going to argue there's no way that he incited the riot. There's premeditation, and there's a huge First Amendment hurdle. David Schoen and Andrew McCarthy were talking about that very question, 31.
This is a very, very dangerous road to take with respect to the First Amendment, putting at risk any passionate political speaker.
If this were a legal trial, I think that would be an exquisite defense on the president's part. Having tried a solicitation to violence case, it's a very, very tough proof in a courtroom. But we're not in a courtroom. We're in a political realm.
I'm glad he said that at the end, because the prosecution, the Democrats, are going to try to argue that over the course of months, the building that held the election was stolen. It was a big, beautiful landslide. You have to fight for your country. Culminated in the riot, even if the speech that morning didn't cause the riot. And again, it's, you know, you could never get a conviction for that in court, but it's not a court. It's a political process. Meanwhile, speaking of the rioting, AOC is getting some more attention, partly because she's perky and pretty. And then as a social media goddess, but she is comparing the Capitol riots to sexual assault in this clip.
When we go through trauma, trauma compounds on each other. All of a sudden, I hear that whoever was trying to get inside got into my office. Then I just start to hear these yells of, where is she? Where is she? This was the moment where I thought everything was over.
I've heard people on the right react cynically to that. I know nothing about her allegation of sexual assault. I don't remember. And, you know, I'm not going to make light of it or anything. It's a terrible thing and a serious thing. It turns out the guy saying, "Where is she? Where is she?" was a Capitol cop.
She later found that out, but in the moment as she told she was telling the story from her perspective at
right.
that time.
Oh, yeah, I get that. Yeah. I was just going to say, you know, if I heard that shouted, I would think, I wonder who that is and what their intent is. So fair enough. And it was, you know, unquestionably a horrible thing. And Oregon Republican Party, it was not a false flag operation. Stop saying that. You're making conservatives look like crackpots. But the impeachment is going to be precisely what Tim Kaine feared it's going to be. It's going to be a punchline of Trump acquitted again, much ado about nothing. Nobody's talking about it except CNN 12 hours later, and on we go with our lives. But as I said earlier, I think it's a self-punishing crime over impeaching people. Now, speaking of sexual matters but not assault, this is entirely conceptual. The Strip Club King of Tampa is getting ready for the Super Bowl. If you're thinking of going to the bowl, maybe with the fellas, and you want to see women shake their body parts at you, the perhaps most famous strip club in America, they're calling it.
I have a feeling some Atlanta establishments would like to argue that.
The Mons Venus Strip Club. This guy's 80 years old. He's beaten cancer 3 times. Thinks he has about 6 years left in his life, he says. But he's still running his strip club. Anyway, he says the most famous strip club in America has installed hand sanitizing stations, UV lights in the air conditioning system, and a requirement that everyone, dancers and clients, wears masks.
But nothing else.
What he's saying, my employees tell me they feel safer at work than they do at home. We don't have one case of COVID that we know of. The strip club king of the world, by the way, is worth about $6 million, he says. So it's not as high-paying a king job as some other kings. Hey, you're going to be the king of something, maybe not strip clubs.
The Yelp reviews seem to be pretty positive.
Really? Do tell. All right, well. If you're in the mood for something, be sure to sanitize your hands.
A dream come true.
Armstrong and Getty.
Everyone wants to keep their home and family safe. Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty, and whether it's from a break-in, a fire, flooding, or a medical emergency, Simply Safe Home Security delivers award-winning 24/7 protection.
With Simply Safe, you don't just get an arsenal of cameras and sensors. You get the best professional monitoring in the business.
They've got your back day and night, ready to send police, fire, or EMTs when you need the most, straight to your door.
Simply Safe has that arsenal of sensors and cameras that protect every inch of your home, but you can set it up yourself in about 30 minutes. It's super easy.
Then Simply Safe's professionals take over, monitoring your home 24/7, ready to send help the moment there's an alarm.
Plus, with Simply Safe, there's no long-term contract, no hidden fees or installation costs.
Right now, our listeners get a free home security camera when you purchase a Simply Safe system at simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
And hey, it's a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. Visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. You get that free home security camera. simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookouts. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa.
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Woohoo!
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid?
My kiddos, it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Stand by. The Armstrong Getty Show is back in 1 minute. 1 minute.
Prediabetes is serious and more common than most people realize. One in three American adults has prediabetes, and more than 80% don't know they have it. Prediabetes is a serious medical condition that puts you at high risk for type 2 diabetes. But now, North Carolina residents with prediabetes can enroll in a free or low-cost National Diabetes Prevention Program. Get started now at joinaprogram.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I can never remember who this is. Who's this song by?
Eric Knudsen.
Eric Knudsen. Strikes me where I itch. Love that kind of, you know, Americana thing.
Groovy tune.
Yeah, I got to seek that out. So I was, talking about AOC and her relating the assault on the Capitol to sexual assault and how the trauma of her being sexually assaulted at some point in her life, it was compounded, blah, blah, blah. And then even the New York Times points out that the congresswoman has expressed support for women who have come forward with accounts of being sexually assaulted. She spoke out forcefully against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. We know that story. But she's also addressed the complexities of allegations that have played out in other politically charged moments. She suggested last spring that when a woman's allegations against President Biden when he was a senator was not clear-cut. At the same time, she also discussed more broadly the importance of listening to the women in an interview on NPR. So let's get this straight. It was clear-cut against the Republican. It was not clear-cut against the Democrat, and you have to listen to all women. Okay, fine. Thank you for your nuanced opinion. I love the fact she also addressed the complexities of allegations by siding with a Democrat. Well, that is a lovely job of siding with the allegation, or whatever I said. Hey, I want to get to the L.A. schools remaining closed and some of the things that have been said. We've been hammering this in various districts around the country. It's clearly going to be summer school and or an extended academic year in 2021-2022. All the kids going to school in L.A. County schools are not in school, and they're not going to be in school, according to the heavies, until all the teachers are vaccinated, which could be many, many months, judging by the way things are going. And every data set says it's safe to have the kids in schools with sensible precautions, but they don't care. This story's unbelievable. Starts with this nice Dutch lady, Netherlander. She decides she wants to have a child. Single gal. I suggest you have a partner. I think children are better off with a pair of parents who love them. But anyway. She goes on to the old sperm donor site and picks out this Jonathan Jacob Meyer, a Dutch musician in his 30s. Handsome, blue eyes, mane of curly blonde hair, gentle, kind, intelligent, et cetera, et cetera. She goes with him. She has a kid. Nice-looking kid. Decides the kid needs a sibling a couple years later, goes back to the dude, and says, hey, by the way, I was kind of curious, how many kids do you have out there? He says, 8. She thinks, it's not so bad. They're all in the Netherlands. 8. And she does a little digging around on the Facebook, connects with another single mother who'd used the same dude as a donor, who told her, 8? It's at least 102.
What?
She does a little more digging. And I can't remember where she came across this piece of information. Oh, she confronted the dude. He admitted that, it's probably at least 175, and it's probably 300. Which led to more
That's
digging.
Quite the range.
Which led to more digging, and it might be 600 kids. All in the Netherlands. Now, they mention in, where is this from? Some pretty good journalism. I ought to give them credit for it. Seattle Times. In Germany, a donor may not produce more than 15 children. In the UK, it's 10. In the Netherlands, Dutch law prohibits donating anonymously. But the guidelines limiting clinic donors to 25 kids are non-binding. In the U.S., there are no legal limits, only guidelines from the American Society for Reproductive Medicine. And that guideline is 25 children per donor per 800,000 in population.
Okay. Scaling it to population makes sense.
Sean, just for the sake of this argument, divide 330 million by 800,000. You can do that.
330 million.
Yeah, divided by 800,000. I want to know how many kids I can produce because I'm going to get into this business. It seems lucrative, and, you know, I'd be doing what I love, if you know what I mean.
1, 2, 3. Hold on, counting the zeros. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2. Oh, no, that was one too many zeros. Dang it. Hey, clear. No, clear it all. Clear it. Why does
this is not going well at all.
No, no.
Anyway.
I'll get to you when I have the results. 330 million.
Oh, sorry?
It was 330 million divided by
800,000.
Divided by
it ought to be somewhere around 400 times 25, so I could have about 1,000 kids. Okay.
Yeah,
super.
Roughly.
And we would form an army, and what we would do from there, I don't know. I have to think about it. So, according to the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, I could have 1,000 children. But here's where it gets crazy, and if you know anything about genetics, you understand that if two half-siblings or full-siblings get together and have kids, they're considerably more likely to have birth defects and that sort of thing. In 2019, the Dutch Donor Child Foundation, which facilitates legal and emotional support for donor-conceived people and helps you search for biological relatives, it determined through DNA testing that this doctor at a fertility clinic had secretly fathered around 70 children. At least one sperm donor in Netherlands is thought to have more than 200 offspring, many of whom are unaware of each other. And 6 years ago, this 36-year-old IT guy learned he was one of them. Since then, he's managed to connect directly with 42 of his half-siblings. And then they get into some of his half-siblings have encountered each other multiple times on Tinder, the dating app. One half-brother, Jordy Willikens, who now lives in The Hague, matched online with four half-sisters. Once I swiped on a sister and she swiped right on me at the same time.
How did they figure it out?
I wonder if after you become aware that you're the offspring of one of these serial donors, you just start asking people, hey, were you conceived by artificial insemination? Does this name mean anything to you? This guy, who's now in a relationship, says he's been very careful when dating. I have a very trained eye by now. He recognizes his half-siblings.
That looks kind of like half of me.
And he has to. Boy, that's wild. Then they get into this guy in a math professor in New York, donates exclusively online and directly with recipients. He's been nicknamed the Target donor because he sometimes meets women in public spots, such as Target stores, to hand off his sperm. He told the New York Times he had 76 biological children. Then there's this guy in the UK who regularly updates his Facebook site with photos of his offspring. He told the BBC he fathered at least 800 children around the world. Well, he donated sperm. Fathering is what happens after they're born. That's just crazy. If you're thinking of buying somebody's sperm, you might want to check real carefully into this stuff. Just wild. You swipe. Is it swipe right on Tinder if you like somebody?
That's right.
Yeah, okay. You end up with them. Hey, you look familiar. In fact, you look like me. Oh, my gosh. How strange.
It's complicated enough without having to worry about that. I mean, oh, man.
Oh, yeah. 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 Craziness. Let's see. Where's my sound sheet? There was some sound I wanted to get to before the show is over. Oh, because it's pretty good. Oh, give me. Oh, that's a joke. I don't know. Well, all right. Go ahead. Give me 13.
The adult website Pornhub has deleted nearly 80% of its content, though nobody noticed because it was the last 80% of every video.
Because porn, get it?
Oh, yeah, that's not a good joke. Let's see, how about, no, that's too serious. Let's do...
More than 10 million videos were removed from the site.
Yeah, that's an incredibly troubling story. We've talked about that. It's girls who might well be underage. It's unconscious girls and women. It's clearly rape. It's just, oh, it's just sick, 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 sick. The internet is such a boon for sick people. Let's do 11.
Big news today from the business world and the regular world, too, because Amazon announced that their CEO, Jeff Bezos, will be stepping down. Before leaving office, he will be cocooned in bubble wrap and put in a box 8 times his size. Maybe throw in a little SD card or something like that.
Hilarious. We're going to reset the San Francisco Board of Education, saying merit is racist, and a little Joe Manchin moderate politics for you if you want. Scott Atlas has weighed in. We got a lot of stuff to squeeze in. Don't go away.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys, this is Larry King. Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that don't work? I've got great news for you. I had prostate problems that were driving me nuts. I tried several different natural products. None of them worked. One day I heard about Prostagenics. It beat over 157 other prostate supplements in independent lab tests and was rated number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. So I got some Prostagenics, and boy, am I glad I did. Now my prostate troubles are a thing of the past. I sleep like a champ. I feel feel like I did 20 years ago. Do yourself a huge favor. Do what I did and get yourself some Prostagenics.
Prostagenics comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you can order absolutely risk-free. So go online or call
800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
If you call in the next 6 minutes, you can get a free bottle with a Larry King TV special.
800-600-2020.
Pick up the phone right now.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616, 1-800-908-1616.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, art, and Women of Vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
These people are, I don't know what they're talking about with lie. These are just bizarre statements.
have no fact whatsoever. There's been a complete perversion of the term the science. There is no reason not to open schools. There is nothing special about schools except that they're low-risk environments. If I had a job where I wanted to be safe from COVID, I would become a teacher.
That's Dr. Scott Atlas, who goes on.
I mean, these people are just, I don't understand it. In fact, there's no reason, by the way, to prioritize teachers in vaccination programs. Teachers are not at high risk. High-risk teachers should be prioritized, but 82% of teachers in the United States are under 55. Half of them are under 41. They're a low-risk, young profession. They should be back at work. I said this months ago.
And again, L.A. schools will delay in-person student classes and services of any kind while coronavirus infection rates remain high and the teachers remain unvaccinated, said the superintendent on Monday. So there's not going to be in-person school in the big cities that have big unions. Everywhere else, the kids are back in, or most other places, the kids are back in. They're doing fine. No less risk than the community at large. There are no big outbreaks. Everybody is perfectly fine. It's something. It is an incredible failure of democracy.
Is the range of teachers' union strength that does it vary pretty widely from state to state?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Huh. They achieve a certain critical mass at a certain size and have enough money that they just buy the politicians.
Okay.
Total change of topic. I want to be sure we get this one on. Andy Ngo was on Tucker Carlson for about a blink last night. For some reason, Tucker booked him for like 2 minutes. I was anxious to hear him say more about Antifa in clip number 60.
And you'll see based on the curriculum that in addition to weapons training and training how to fight, there's actually a very intense radicalization process that takes a new recruit through certain incremental steps, eventually to reaching them to a point where they are brainwashed into not just killing for their cause, but also having a desire to be martyred. You can think of it as essentially a religious death cult, which is why when they kill people and they launch attacks and they bring explosives and knives and guns to their riots, they revel and celebrate in that destruction.
That's a guy who's witnessed Antifa day after day after day, been assaulted by them in Portland, and he knows what he's talking about. Andy Ngo, NGO, has written a book about it. We ought to talk to him. We ought to book him and have a conversation. Speaking of people on the outer edges of politics, Trump loyalist Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, was on Newsmax TV. Newsmax TV is a new cable service, newish. That's trying to rival Fox for the conservative crowd.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that this should be temporary because it appears to be permanent? Could you make an argument that it is temporary?
What?
Could you make an argument that this could be a temporary banning rather than permanent?
No, I want it to be a permanent because you know what? They did this because I'm revealing all the evidence on Friday of all the election fraud with these machines. So I'm sorry if you think it's not.
Can I ask our producers, can we get out of here, please? I don't want to have to keep going over this.
Mike, hold on a second. Everybody, hold on a second. Mike, hold on 1 second. Let's talk a little bit about just what is happening overall in terms of censorship.
Cancel out my company and myself in this country. It's cancel culture.
Unfortunately, there was a misunderstanding about that clip. It was the other half that I wanted, where Lindell starts into the Dominion voting machines, and now they're changed, and I have proof. And the Newsmax anchors jump in and talk over him and read what is clearly a prepared statement about Newsmax is evaluated, we find no proof, blah, 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 because Dominion is suing people for billions of dollars for making up crazy theories about them. And I'm sorry if you believe it. Those theories are not true. I'm no Biden voter. Trust me on that. So they had to shout him down. Even on Newsmax TV, they wouldn't let him say those things,
The first half of that?
Yeah, go ahead.
What happened with your Twitter account and the company page?
Well, first, mine was taken down because we have all the election fraud with these Dominion machines. We have 100% proof. And then when they took it down about 3 weeks ago, And then I'm going to put it back up. My personal, I put a, it was a
Mike, thank you very much. Mike, you're talking about machines that we at Newsmax have not been able to verify any of those kinds of allegations. We just want to let people know that there's nothing substantive that we've seen. And let me read you something there. While there were some clear evidence of some cases of vote fraud and election irregularities, the election results in every state were certified, and Newsmax accepts the results as legal and final. The courts have also supported that view. So right. We wanted to talk to you about canceling culture, if you will. We don't want to relitigate the allegations that you're making, Mike, because we understand where you are. So let me ask you this. Do you think that...
Wow. The part where we had already heard.
Wow. So, yeah, they obviously had a prepared statement about the Dominion voting machines, and that's the position of Newsmax TV, which I haven't logged into time with. I don't even know if I get it. I'm about to dive in the world of YouTube TV. I need to just go ahead and deal with that, and I'm sure they have virtually everything, huh? I don't know. I hope so.
And then in that clip, because it was audio, you couldn't see, but the male anchor, about 15 seconds before the clip ends, he gets up and just walks off the set.
Wow.
Trying to make it very clear that if you guys sue me, I tried, I walked away, I'm not involved.
Wow. Wow. Drama.
Admit me, chorus to this history. Who, prologue-like, your humble patience pray, gently to hear, kindly to judge, the final thoughts of Armstrong and Getty.
That's beautiful. Here's your host, me, Joe Getty, to get a final thought from everybody on the crew. He's pressing the buttons in the control room. Our technical director, Michelangelo. Michael?
Yeah, we were talking about Tinder earlier, and I just kept thinking to myself, I'm so glad I'm not in the dating world anymore, because I don't think I could do it now.
Yeah, I hear that. Positive Sean, our producer, with a final thought.
I feel like we are inching ever closer and closer as a country to having the important conversations that need to be had. We all just need to do a better job of calling out the rhetoric of the idiots when it encroaches into these important conversations.
I think we might see more of that. I think the idea that, oh, my idiots, they actually help my cause.
Yeah.
It's like having a vicious dog. Sooner or later, the thing's chewing on your leg. Oh, my gosh. My final thought. Some of the lunatics at San Francisco Public Schools are now saying acronyms are white supremacist. That's how crazy they are. Please reject this thinking and these policies, or your city, county, or state will be every bit as diseased as San Francisco. I'm exhausted. Tough family stuff going on for me, and actually Jack, who had to be away this hour. Glad you're here. Thank you very much for listening. There will be plenty more to talk about tomorrow.
World keeps spinning.
Yeah, amen to that. Meanwhile, listen to this groovy music. Oh, there's John Bonham, finally. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday. So many people to thank. So little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We have a lot of great clicks for you. A lot of great stories. That whole Newsmax video with Mike Lindell, you can watch that, for instance. I didn't get to Hitler's toilet is up for auction. I've got to check my checking account. Plus, you can email us. If there's something we ought to be talking about, send it along. mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. That's mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless America.
There'll be order in the house.
And when it's over, it is over. It is over.
Yeah, it's just complete, utter nonsense. So let's just dispense with that fundamental, foundationally nonsense.
That is the climax of foolishness.
Figure it out! Or get off the podium.
As the athletes would say, we've left it all in the field.
When it comes on for you to go, you have to go.
Go away.
I can't. So which one did I say how many times just there?
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.